If you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free, that's the Bible. If you look closely at the Bible and you keep on paying attention to it and you don't forget it, but you put it into practice, you will be blessed. Notice the blessing comes from not reading, but from doing these other things. You will be blessed by God in what you do. I said it earlier, wisdom is a choice.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Learning to Live Wisely.
Now, there's a third key. If you want to learn wisdom, first, every day I listen to God for a very short time. I just read the Bible or listen to the Bible. I connect, that's the L. Then I enlist some friends to get some wise people around me in my life for input that encourage me, keep me going. The A stands for ask questions and accept correction. If you are going to be wise in life, you're going to become a wise woman. If you're going to become a wise man, if you're going to be known, that guy's wise, you're going to have to learn how to ask questions, wise questions, and you're going to have to learn how to accept correction. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says, people's thoughts can be like a deep well, but someone with understanding can find the wisdom there. In other words, everybody's got something to teach you. Everybody has something to teach you. But it's like deep water in a well, and you got to draw it out of them. How do you draw the wisdom out of every person? By learning to ask smart questions. I can teach you how to do this in the next 6 weeks. I can teach you how to ask smart questions. I have a list of them that I use myself. And as I've traveled all around the world, you can learn from anybody if you know the right questions. Everybody's brilliant just on different subjects. And everybody's ignorant just on different subjects. You know some things that I don't know. And if I had time to sit with you, you could teach me if I know the right questions to ask. I know some things you don't know. And if you knew the right questions, I can teach you some things you don't know. The person sitting next to you right now, they know some things that neither of us know. You can learn from anybody if you know the right questions. And so asking questions and accepting correction is a key to wisdom. The Bible says, by the way, you know, as I've traveled around the world, I've asked questions of taxi cab drivers and prime ministers. And they've both taught me. I've learned from hotel maids, and I've learned from presidents, because you can learn from anybody if you ask questions. Proverbs 18:15 says this, intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. That's a sign of intelligence, that you look for new ideas. You're an entrepreneur. You're an innovator. You're always looking for a new idea. That's a sign of intelligence. But when you look for them, one of the keys is listening. If you don't listen, then you're not going to grow. One of the things I've learned is that I have never learned anything while I'm talking. If my mouth is moving, I'm not learning. I'm only learning when I'm listening. You don't learn when you're talking. You learn when you're listening. So you got to learn to listen. You know, I've done an awful lot of interviews. In fact, in December, I did 24 media interviews. ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, BBC, CNN, on and on and on. And what I've noticed is that the interview shows have changed. They're no longer about the guest. They're about the interviewer. And the whole goal is the interviewer wants to draw attention to himself. The interviewer wants to explain his or her opinions, and you're just the foil. I long for the old Larry King days. Okay. Larry King, I didn't agree with everything, but you know what I'm saying, Larry King? He would ask a question, and then he'd let you talk. And he realized that the interview, people weren't going to listen to Larry King. They were going to listen to all of the different fascinating guests that he had and learning from them. And Larry said, in an interview show, if the host is talking 50% of the time, something is terribly wrong. The host listens the most. The host talks the least. The host sets up the question and then just listens. That's what a good TV host does. It's the same thing is true in a small group. The host listens the most. The host talks the least. So if you're shy, you should ask to be the host of your small group. If you don't like to talk, you want to be the host. The host of a group is not the teacher. The host is the one who says, now the next question is, and you read it, and then you let everybody else talk. And you don't have to say anything. How cool is that? So the host listens the most. You're not the teacher, you're just listening. What I'm talking about is leadership. All leaders are learners. For 30 years, I've been training leaders around the world, business leaders, church leaders, government leaders in 164 countries. All leaders are learners. The moment you stop learning, you stop leading. Growing businesses require growing businessmen. The moment you stop growing, your business stops growing. Growing families require growing parents. Growing churches require growing pastors. Anything that wants to grow, the leader has to be outgrowing it or the growth stops. Does that make sense? So all leaders are learners. I'm constantly learning. I learn from churches that are smaller than Saddleback. I learn from churches that are larger than Saddleback. I learn from people who agree with us. I learn from people who disagree with us. I learn from enemies. I learn from critics. That makes me wiser than my critics. Why? Because I learn from them, so I know what I know, then I learn what they know. All they know is what they know. They don't learn from me, but I learn from them, so it makes me smarter because I learn what I know, plus I learn what they know. You can learn from anybody, but you gotta be willing to listen. You must ask questions and accept correction. That's the mark of a wise man. That's the mark of a wise woman. You're always in learning mode. Proverbs 19:27 says this, if you stop learning, you will forget what you already know. Boy, ain't that the truth.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. And take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become Partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a Partner in Hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So you got to keep on learning and learning and growing. And if you keep growing, then you keep learning. And if you keep learning, you don't forget all the stuff you did used to know. The R in learn. How to learn wisdom is remember and reinforce what I learned. You can't just learn it, you got to remember it. And you can't just remember it, you've got to reinforce it. Because if you don't remember and reinforce it, you end up having to learn the same lesson over and over and over. Have you ever done that? Yeah. You've had to relearn the same lesson over and over and over and over because you may keep making the same stupid mistake because you don't remember and you don't reinforce, which, by the way, is why we hand out these little handout things every week. The Bible says this about wisdom, Proverbs 22. Listen, and I'll teach you what the wise have said. Study their teachings, and you will be glad. If you remember them, and can quote them. Now, I want you to circle the four verbs in that sentence. Listen, study, remember, and quote. Those are marks of wisdom. Did you know that memorizing actually improves your brain power? It doesn't even matter what you memorize. It improves your brain. You could go memorize the phone directory, but memory is actually like an exercise for your mind. You get smarter when you attempt to memorize something. So when we memorize these six verses, you're not only going to be wiser spiritually, but you're going to be mentally more acute. Your brain is going to be sharper simply because you exercised it in a way you haven't done in a long time. People say, well, I can't remember anything. Oh, yes, you can. You remember what's important to you. You remember what you love. You remember what matters to you. For instance, a lot of people say, well, I can't memorize the Bible, but they can give you every baseball or football statistic for the last season. Or I can't remember the Bible, but they can quote all kinds of lyrics to songs, popular songs. Or they can give you a recipe for something. Or they can give you the stock market quotes. Or they can give you statistics on something they care about. You remember what's important to you. And if the truth becomes important to you, you will remember it. You will remember and you will rehearse it and you will reinforce it and you will review it in your life. Not only, interesting studies have shown, not only when you memorize something does it help you improve your memory. Memory helps you improve your memory. It actually helps every other area in your brain at the same time. Synapses are developed and blood flows and your brain has a plasticity that it's the opposite of Alzheimer's. When you stretch your brain, you social relationships and memorizing are two things that actually are preventatives from Alzheimer's and other dementias in life. So you want to have that in your life. So in each weekend, we're going to memorize together, and you'll not only be closer to God, but you'll have a healthier brain, and your wife will thank you for that. Now, people say, why should I memorize the Bible? I'll tell you why. Because every time you need the Bible's truth, you don't have one near you. You go to work this week, somebody's going to criticize you, and they're going to say something mean, and you're going to feel discouraged. You need to be encouraged. There are thousands of verses in the Bible that would encourage you, but if you don't have it memorized, they can't come to mind. Well, I know somewhere in the Bible there's a verse that would encourage me. But if you've got it memorized, God can bring it to mind, go pop, he brings it to mind, go, oh, wow, I'm not so discouraged anymore. Memorized verses are the best thing for overcoming temptation. Because when you start to be tempted to be jealous, or you start to be tempted to be insecure, or you start to be tempted to lose your patience, or to get angry, or to lust, or any kind of temptation in life. You start temptation to overeat or over-exaggerate, or if you've got a verse memorized for that, God could go boom, and it brings it to mind, and it helps you resist the temptation. Now, if you don't have anything in there, there's nothing for God to bring to mind. So it actually helps you that way. Here's what the Bible says, Proverbs 4. Don't lose sight of my words. That means memorize them, retain them. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. If you put it in your mind, God can cause you to think about it seriously. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. So, you want radiant health? You want life? Then you need to fill your mind with the truth. Let it penetrate your heart so God can bring it to mind. That's the fourth thing we're going to do. The fifth thing we're going to do on learning to be wise, and it is this. The N is now do it. Now do it. Okay? I listen to the truth. I enlist friends to discuss the truth. I ask questions about the truth. I remember and reinforce the truth. And now I do the truth. You don't just talk about it. You got to do it. Because if you don't do it, you're not wise, no matter how much you know the Bible. I mean, I told you last week that because of my back surgery and I was unable to do all the exercising, I gained about 10 pounds this fall. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get this back off. I'm going to get these pounds back off. And so let's say I go home and I pull out one of my favorite diet and exercise books. And tomorrow I sit back in my lazy boy chair to read the word about diet and exercise. And I get my guacamole and chips, my ham sandwich, and my 36-ouncer. Okay, and I'm reading, and I'm going, this is so inspiring. I love this. I did, look, man, look at that guy. Look at the abs on that guy. I love that picture. Oh, man, that's me. Oh, man. And have a little more guacamole, you know. And I go, that is such a good passage. I think I'm going to underline that passage in the book. I'm going to highlight it. In fact, I'm going to write a little note out to the side and say, this is good. And, you know, and write out. In fact, this passage here on getting in shape, it's so good, I'm going to memorize it. But if I stay in the lazy boy chair, it doesn't matter. I'm a fool. I'm fooling myself. I'm deceiving myself because I'm reading the word. I'm listening to the word, but I'm not doing the word. It's self-deception. Here's what the Bible says. Look at here in your outline. James chapter 1. Don't deceive yourselves by just listening to the word. Instead, put it into practice. If you listen to the word, but you don't put it into practice, you're like people who look in a mirror and see themselves, but once they walk away, they forget what they look like. But if you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free, that's the Bible. If you look closely at the Bible and you keep on paying attention to it and you don't forget it, but you put it into practice, you will be blessed. Notice the blessing comes from not reading, but from doing these other things. You will be blessed by God in what you do. I said it earlier, wisdom is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Being close to God is a choice. Being honest is a choice. God blesses wise choices. God says, it's your move. It's your choice. Will you do the wise thing?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. Award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.